Dangerous heat expected across Oklahoma this holiday weekend, and a lawsuit accuses Paycom of failing to accommodate an employee's severe allergy. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, July 2nd. I'm McDaniels. 4th of July in Oklahoma this year is shaping up to be a scorcher. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele has more on what to expect.
Temperatures in part of the state are set to hit above 100 degrees with even hotter heat indices. That means it'll feel several degrees hotter than it actually is. In Tulsa, the heat index could be as high as 109 degrees on Saturday. That's mostly driven by humidity from recent rainfall. Air-conditioned grocery stores and community centers can provide temporary spots to cool down and avoid overheating. Although the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced El Niño's arrival last month, that may not be fueling this short event. The weather pattern mostly drives longer-term seasonal changes. Max Unger is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Norman.
These small-scale, weekly even, weather patterns are not driven necessarily by the big climate forcers like El Niño. A lot of the heat this weekend is due just to development of an upper ridge of high pressure.
Statewide temperatures are expected to stay in the 90s at least into next week. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is suing Paycom. Sabrina Thaler reports the suit filed this week claims the Oklahoma City software giant discriminated against an employee with a severe allergy.
The complaint says an employee with a life-threatening allergy to onions suffered 5 allergic reactions during a month of work at Paycom in 2024. In some cases, the employee had to seek medical attention. According to the suit, the company didn't offer a reasonable accommodation to protect her from the allergen and didn't accept her request to work remotely. Eventually, Paycom fired the employee for her, quote, health and wellness, the lawsuit says. The EEOC alleges Paycom violated the Americans with Disabilities Act and demands a jury trial. The commission is asking the company to compensate the employee for lost pay and emotional distress. It's also asking the court to ensure Paycom can't refuse to hire someone because they require an accommodation for a disability. I'm Sabrina Thaler.
Cushing, Oklahoma is home to the largest crude oil storage facility in the United States. Grayson Wheeler reports, although crude reserves at the Pipeline Crossroads of America ticked up last week, levels are still hovering near the hub's reported operational minimum.
After U.S. and Israeli attacks in late February, Iran has been blocking shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, through which about a quarter of the world's maritime oil trade moves. With fewer exports available from major oil producers in the region, consumers in the U.S. and abroad are relying more heavily on American oil. As of June 19th, Cushing's crude storage was just below 19 million barrels, about a quarter of its total capacity and the lowest level in more than a decade. Last week, the stores had ticked back up to 19.7 million barrels. That's still below the cutoff at which low fluid pressure is expected to disrupt Cushing's operations, according to reporting from Reuters. But a spokesperson for Enbridge, one of the largest owners of tank storage at Cushing, says operations at its terminal are normal. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.